Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere, the National Corn Growers Association, and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The new year is upon us. 2017, like any new year, presents many unknowns, perhaps even more this year. I want to review where we are at today and look at where we may be going next year. Since Donald Trump's election in November, the stock market has soared. Confidence in the economy was rising throughout most of 2016, but it has exploded since the election. Of course, we don't know if that optimism is justified. And from the ag industry's perspective, 2016 was not a good year. Neither was 2015. In 2016, farmer income was down more than 10%. The ag industry exports more than 25% of our production, and our exports in 2016 are expected to reach about $127 billion, with ag imports at $113 billion. That gives us a trade surplus of $14 billion, which happens to be the lowest surplus since 2012. Farmland values are down for the third year in a row. It is understandable that there is a lot of anxiety in farm country. Looking ahead, there's hope that Donald Trump's tough trade policy could pay off. There's also concern that it might not. Farming and ranching is like any other business. The way to prosper is to have net income, more coming in than going out. At this point, prices are relatively low because we have too much corn, too much soybeans, too much milk, too much meat on the market. We need some weather problems this year to cut the yield. And right now, everyone is looking at Brazil and Argentina. Drought down there would be a godsend to farmers up here. And if we had a few weather problems up here, also that would help to balance supply and demand. The supply side will be adjusted some, with the farmers planting more soybeans and less corn. But the weatherman is in control. If we can cut the cost of raising the crop, maybe we can move into the black. Nitrogen fertilizer is down in cost. That is a big deal. Where do we get nitrogen? It is made from natural gas, and natural gas is down in price. That brings nitrogen down. Let's keep drilling, keep fracking, and build the Keystone Pipeline and complete the stalled North Dakota Pipeline. The ag industry is hopeful that Donald Trump can get this done. Seed prices have not come down, but they should. Farmers will try to find a little cheaper seed. Good luck. I am convinced that 2017 farmers will also use less chemicals to control the pests and weeds. As we should in a market economy, we will look for any way to cut costs. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.